This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. I do want to remind folks, we were set to have Eaton play Aspen tonight. We're talking Preps playoffs, Preps basketball playoffs. That game, of course, because of the weather, has been moved to tomorrow night. And I think that's going to be a 5:30 game, but I could be wrong on that one. I'm checking some of my notes right now. Because, yeah, they really were going to try to get this game done tonight because Aspen actually got into Eaton yesterday and obviously stayed the night. But so it looks like because of school canceled and all that stuff, we're going to reschedule. And we'll have that game hopefully for you tomorrow night, 5:30, 6-ish, depending on their schedule. Blake Olson will be on the call. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Try to get Mark Johnson on the line, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. Just kind of wanted to pick his brain about the conference realignment, what this looks like with the Pac-12. I mean, are we seeing potentially San Diego State going to get into this mix? And what does that mean for the Mountain West Conference? What does that mean for Colorado State? See, again, Mark's a CU guy, but this discussion kind of should have Rams fans paying attention because you want to see what all this movement means. That's our poll question, actually, available at the WholeShow.com. 5 years from now, CSU will be a part of some new conference merger, some experiment. They'll remain in the Mountain West. They'll go to another Power 5 conference, or they'll go to the Pac-12. Most of the hooligans voting on the website here are saying that they're going to be a part of some new conference merger. Maybe. 5 years? I don't know. I started the show with this. I feel like the college football playoff is opening or giving us some time here. It's giving Group of Five conferences some time because there's potential. You know, Group of Five, there's going to be a conference champion that's in the Group of Five that gets into the playoffs. How do they show out, though? That's the question. How do they – are they getting annihilated for the next 5 years? Because if that's the case, then you're probably going to see college football make some changes again and say it's just – this isn't going to be good. All right, we got Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, on. And Mark, I'm telling our Rams fans to be paying attention to this conversation because with all the news yesterday that a potentially San Diego State going to the Pac-12 certainly impacts the Rams for the next 5 years or whatever the Mountain West Conference does.
In what ways are you talking about?
Well, if San Diego State goes to the Pac-12, I'm looking at the Mountain West Conference going, okay, is it only a matter of time until this starts to dissolve even more? And then, you know, what's that looking like? Does a Boise State end up looking to move to a different conference like a Pac-12? And then, boy, the Mountain West would be – they'd be out of luck, man.
Well, I'll tell you this. I think if you're an investor right now and I say this from a guy that works for an institution in a Pac-12, I'm not sure I'm buying stock in a Pac-12 right now. Look at what's happening out there. They're talking about an all streaming media rights deal.
I saw that. Is that with Apple? Is that something with Apple?
With Apple. And I'm thinking to myself, boy, you want to talk about having a situation where in the last, 10, 12 years here, with the enormous failings of Larry Scott and what he didn't do with the Pac-12 network and how he screwed that whole deal up. And not having any national exposure, if the Pac-12 went to a 100% streaming delivery system right now, you'd have no national exposure whatsoever. And everyone says, well, yeah, everyone can get it. Yeah, but a large percentage of your audience is not going to go searching for it. And I think that could be an enormous disaster. And, you know, I've seen stuff. Dennis Dodd wrote a piece here just a few days ago talking about, boy, if this continues down this path, you may see the Pac-12 crumble. So,
wow.
I don't know. This whole thing is getting really, really fascinating to me, and I'm not sure at this point where you want to put your chips in because it's all sitting out there with no obvious end in sight. Let's put it that way.
Well, Mark, I was talking about this yesterday on the show. You know, a lot of people were saying, oh, if San Diego State goes to the Pac-12, what's CSU going to do? And I said, man, if you're thinking Pac-12's the answer, I'm not so sure. Everything that you just lined out, and that was before we got the news about what, you know, Apple jumping in on this. And my goodness, Mark, if the Pac-12 can't survive ultimately in the next whatever, I don't see how the Mountain West does. You and I have had these conversations. I remember last year at the beginning of the football season. It felt like something was going to happen then. I think the college football playoff news, the expansion of the playoff news, slowed things down a little bit. But here we are again talking about disaster for like at least 90% of the conferences, 90% of the teams, it seems like.
Well, and you know, there's a different level that you're talking about when you're talking about and all due respect to Rams fans, I'm not you know, anyway, denigrating the Mountain West Conference, because I think it's an outstanding conference, very good basketball conference right now. Holy cow! Yeah. And when you look, but there's a different deal happening there. At the top end of this thing, and right now what we call the Power Five, and the Pac-12 is holding onto that by, you know, their fingernails because of how they've screwed this thing up over the last decade plus. If this thing, if the Pac-12 collapses, if that were to happen, if they just couldn't, if schools start looking at this saying, you know what, we got to jump. And, you know, the Dennis Dodd piece the other day, I think that was on Saturday over the weekend I saw it, where he was writing about the four corner schools jumping to the Big 12 and Oregon and Washington going to the Big 10 and all kind of, and then leaving behind, you know, the scraps are left over. That may constitute some sort of a new Mountain West type conference that becomes a little bit more attractive. But I don't necessarily think a Pac-12 collapse means anything necessarily bad for the Mountain West. I don't know that. I think they're kind of mutually exclusive at this point in time. So, you know, but then again, we're all just peering into the crystal ball trying to read the tea leaves at this point in time, and so, heck, who knows?
Yeah, I'm with you, man. And that's what's really strange is I thought, man, right now with everything going on with primetime, if you can play your cards right and make the right moves, he's got all the attention on this Buffs program. And I felt like, man, this is the time to shine for the Pac-12. You've got maybe the most talked about program in all of the country. But with Apple, the streaming, all this stuff happening, boy, it seems like it's just going to be a tough uphill battle no matter what you do.
Well, and everything you said right now about what's going on with the Colorado program and the attention being shown on it is absolutely correct. Now here's where and there are a lot of smart people involved in negotiating these contracts, right? So they're sitting there looking at it and saying, yeah, we see all the attention, we see all of this, on and on and on, but, you know, come fall of 2023, if Colorado continues to, you know, be in the national spotlight and the attention continues and the winning is all there, then it's phenomenal. If, you know, whatever happens this fall, let's say it doesn't turn out as well as some people expect, then all of a sudden then that attention all of a sudden dissipates to some degree. And so, you know, just because one person is there, you know, and I think George Kliakoff said this right after the signing of Coach Prime, he said, well, you know, that certainly doesn't hurt things, but it's not like it's going to make the deal for us. And so, you know, there's a lot of positives that we're seeing coming from that in Boulder and around the football program, and that's all awesome, and we're loving every minute of it. But it doesn't guarantee, you know, anything coming up this fall and what's moving forward. And I think the smart people involved in these media rights deals are kind of looking at that and you know, having the same kind of view of that.
Yeah, no, it's hard to disagree. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, with us. Mark, how are ticket sales going for the spring game? And correct me if I'm wrong, I saw something from Football Scoop posted up, and then the Boulder Daily Camera, too, already close to 25,000 sold tickets, and then you got 6,000 free tickets. Are we seriously talking about potentially 30-plus, if not more, going to attend this spring game on April 22nd?
April 22nd, yeah, that's without question. I mean, the ticket sales, well, everything's been off the roof around football, right? I mean, the regular season ticket sales, and you know, they've expanded the number of that, and there's a waiting list for season tickets and sponsorships and endorsements and all those kind of things. And so when they put these things on sale, and I think they were $10 a piece, if I recall seeing that, and people have gone nuts over it. And it goes back to what you were just talking about. I mean, everyone's jacked up and loving the possibilities and the potential that lays out in front of us. And so, it's going to be quite a festive atmosphere, no doubt about that. That will be far the biggest crowd that I have ever seen, and this will be my 20th, technically 19th, I guess, I got here to start my first season. I missed the 2004 spring game because I didn't get here until after that. So this would technically be my 19th spring game, and will be hands down the biggest crowd I've ever seen. I was trying to think back. Somebody asked me today, what would be the biggest crowd I recall? And, and I don't keep tabs that kind of thing, but I seem to recall, you know, 7,000, 8,000, 9,000, 10,000 maybe at a spring game being the biggest crowd that I recall. I may be totally wrong there, but that seems to be in my memory anyway. So, yeah, this will be a monster atmosphere, relatively speaking, to what we've seen in the past.
Two questions, then. Do you think it's going to get closer to the 40, north of 40, as far as 40,000? Maybe do we sell out potentially? And then this follow-up question would be, have you heard any more rumors about any of the big networks picking up and actually televising this game?
Oh, I think it's already a done deal. ESPN, I think, is doing it.
Wow.
Yeah I'm
it's
sure
done.
Of that. Okay. They're going to broadcast it. You know, we always do, but ESPN's going to get a Pac-12's always done in the past. But ESPN's going to broadcast the spring game this year. And
wow.
So that's already a done deal. I'm not going to be shocked there's 40,000 people there. And, you know, and then, heck, who knows? I mean, if it turns out to be a phenomenally nice day and it's just one of those great Colorado spring days, heck, why not see 50,000 there and have a sellout? Yeah, sure, it could happen.
That's insane. That's just insane. Well, there you go. It's confirmed. And again, that's just why you look at all of this stuff happening, and I get it. It's one team. It's one coach. But the Pac-12 can really rally around this. I was talking about this yesterday, and I was roasted by Rams fans. I was like, dude, if you're a Rams fan, you should be rooting for the Buffs to succeed. And then hopefully you're a good enough team to compete and, who knows, pull off an upset. And that just makes you look better. But Rams fans don't want to hear that, Mark. You know how it goes.
No. That's the way it works. You never want anybody that's a rival or somebody you're competing with.
Yeah.
Ever to, you know, it's like everyone talked about when Kansas City was in the Super Bowl, right? All the Broncos fans. Pat Bowman was famous for saying it. You never cheer for anybody in your division. You just don't do it. You don't cheer for them to win anything. And I understand that. That's part of the atmosphere and I think the culture of sports. So I fully get it.
Yeah, I get it. Angel's my producer's a big Alabama guy, and I asked him, I was like, you're never rooting for Auburn. He's like, oh, no, I want them to lose every single game in the history of life. But I guess in this state, and I'm kind of the in-between, Mark, because I'm not a diehard Rams guy, I'm not a diehard Buffs guy, but I just want to see these games mean something. I want to see the Rocky Mountain Showdown not be made fun of nationally. So I do tend to root for both teams, and then when they play each other, you know, I flip a coin, typically.
Well, and I'm kind of similar to you in that when everyone's playing well here in the state, let's say, you know, the both football programs get rolling and Air Force is doing just what Air Force has always done. I think that's good for football in the state of Colorado. And, I'm one of these guys, I'm always going to cheer for the Buffaloes. And, from afar, you know, I'll like a lot of Buffs fans, I say, well, I've got a begrudging respect for the Rams. And when they do well, it's good for them. But, you know, there are some fans that just will never, ever accept anybody, you know, that accept their team doing well. I'm not one of those guys. Look and say, you know what, if everyone in the state's doing well, I think that's good overall for the state of Colorado and good for high school football. It draws attention. More kids get excited about it. More families get excited about it. They're buying tickets. They're buying jerseys, all those kind of things. I think overall that's good for everybody, and I'm never going to cheer against that.
Yeah, Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs. Mark, the Buffs coming off of a 10-point loss to Arizona last over the weekend. I suppose you got three games left: USC, UCLA, and Utah. We got USC tomorrow night. What time do you get rocking and rolling on your broadcast?
That's a 7 o'clock game. Yeah, the women play. We've got doubleheaders on Thursday and Saturday because the Pac-12 tournament coming up. They're playing Thursday and Saturday this week. So the women play at 3. The men play at 7.
All right, my man. Well, I'll do what I always do because I know that game's going to be on ESPN too. But, you know, I turn the game on. I press the old mute button, crank up the Mark Johnson broadcast. That's the way to do it.
It's easy. You know, I get asked all the time, how can we? Because normally, if you listen on, like, the Varsity Network app or iHeartRadio or one of those areas where you can listen online, it's always delayed, right? Well, you just turn on your TV. You listen to me. You go, okay, he's 15 seconds behind television. Pause your DVR for 15 seconds or whatever it is. There you got it synced up, and you get a chance to listen. So that's the only smart people do that, Brady.
Even if I can figure it out, then anybody can figure it out. That's just the way to say it. Mark, always appreciate you, man. And we'll see. We'll see what happens with all this college sports, all these conference realignment stuff. We'll probably get some new news tomorrow, I'm sure.
Yeah, and everybody has a never-ending story. So, yeah, it'll just stay on top of it.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Mark.
All right, brother. See you. Bye.
12:50 the time. Let's take a short break on Gel. We'll wrap up hour number two. We still got Cody Tucker coming up for us. Man, dude, it's just been a bad go for everybody. I mean, the Buffs, the Cowboys, the Rams, even the Bears. I mean, I had high expectations for all four of those teams, and none of them have really met, at least so far. Who knows? Something could happen in the conference tournament. We'll be right back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
There's a new Ed in town. Hear the blue and gold spring football game on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.